start of the Dashanti Mantra from Samaveda. Samaveda has two Upanishads, Chandogya and Talavakara. Both of them starts with the same peace mantra. The meaning of this one, may we realize the presence of all pervading principle. With that, may our talk be a powerful talk. May our eyes be blessed with good eyesight and good breathing and good hearing, and may all our limbs be infused with energy. As I mentioned last week, it is talking about vak and chakshu and breathing. Here, breathing, vak, prana and chakshu. Vak is agni, here vayu and aditya. It's earth. In the, may we have established well in the earthy level, intermediate and the highest. And may our expansion happens in all dimensions, like sound. It expands everywhere. May our expansion happens in all dimensions. May we be blessed with healthy limbs, able limbs. And repeat after me, Om Apyayantu.
Om Apyayantu.
Mangani.
Mangani.
Vakprana.
Vakprana.
Chakshushrotram.
Chakshushrotram.
Athobalam.
Athobalam.
Indriyani cha sarvani.
Indriyani cha sarvani.
Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi.
Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi.
If I have a very powerful magnet, if I take a magnet to the place where iron files are there, iron files get excited and stands erect. The moment the magnet is taken out of the scene, the iron files collapses. And the magnet has that ability. Suppose I take another iron piece of iron rod and rub it against the powerful magnet. Rub it for a while. This iron, the iron rod, also acts like a magnet. It acquires the quality of a magnet. Suppose instead, if I rub an aluminium rod or copper rod, brass rod or a plastic or gold against the magnet, however long I rub, it never will acquire the magnetic qualities. This same analogy, we can take it to our personal life, in our sadhana. Some people, when they come across a teacher, a great teacher, an inspirer, need not have to spend length of time, 1 hour, few minutes, or few months, or few words, hearing that one, they take off. That they, no more listening is required. They take off. It's abhyase natu in Bhagavad Gita also says, shabda brahmati purva abhyase nate naiva hriyate avasho pisaha jijnyasurapi bodhavyam shabda brahmati vartate. Some people, just hearing few words, at a few spending few time, small length of time, they take off. They get inspired. They continue the journey. Some people, they spend time with the, when they are in contact with the teacher, during that time, they get inspired. They motivated. The moment the teacher disappears, they lose interest. Like a magnet, that iron files, they collapses. During last year, we had our 500th class celebration, and some people, they said, let us have a slogan, 500 class, and 500, it's 15 minutes of yoga for 50 days, and it remained only as a slogan for those people. Those who made that suggestion, it was only a slogan for them. Then, after that, they themselves stopped coming to yoga. And they get motivated during that time, and after that, they lose interest. And some people, however length of time you spend with the teacher, they're not inspired, they're not interested. They're like copper or plastic or aluminium, however long you rub, they never get inspired. And yoga, all the scriptures is there to address the second category of people. The first category, they need not have to be, say, at length, they need not have to spend. Even small word, they get inspired and they take off. The second category of the people, they get inspired only when they are in contact with the teacher, inspirer. When the movement, the inspirer moves out, they stop practice. And it's all scriptures is addressing to the second category. The third category, it's a scripture says, do not waste your time on the third category of people. However length of time you spend, you won't inspire them. Don't waste your energy. The second category, in the why we get demotivated, why we get inspired. And second category of people, they stop practicing, they find excuses why not to do yoga. That these excuses in the scriptures is called as antarayaha, obstacles to sadhana. The perceived obstacles to sadhana. What I think, these are the obstacles, that is why I can't do. What are the Patanjali Yoga Sutra, Patanjali talks about 9 obstacles. Generally, students take these excuses. One is vyadhi, sthyana, samshaya, pramada, alasya, avirati, bhranti darshana, alabdha bhumikatva, anavasthitani, chitta vikshapste, antarayaha. These 9 things, chitta vikshapste, that makes the mind unsteady. It's not a steady mind. These 9 things, that makes the practitioner or a sadhakas, makes the mind get distracted, makes the mind unsteady. One is vyadhi, disease. It's always sick. I don't have energy. I'm busy going to one doctor to another doctor, one test to another test. I don't have any strength. One is sickness. The sickness prevents me pursuing the sadhana. Vyadhi, sthyana. Sthyana is a mental lack of interest. It's a depression problem. Or I'm not interested. I cannot be motivated. Lack of interest. Get interested and after that loses the interest. Lack of interest. Vyadhi, sthyana, samshaya. Samshaya, doubting. Whether my teacher knows well or not. I think in Google I can find better information. Instead of driving that far to the class, I can Google up and practice. In the Google, I can find better information, more information. It's volumes of information is there. And samshaya, finding various excuses. It's not trusting the teacher. Vyadhi, sthyana, samshaya. And then pramada, knowingly making mistakes. I know I should do this one, but get peer pressure or pressure from the friends, various other people, I get distracted. I know I should do this one, but the other pressures, peer pressure or family pressures, I stopped doing that one. Pramada, alasya, laziness. Early morning. It's early morning yoga is not meant for me. Can you do a yoga at 10 o'clock? Many people, they say, it's early morning, 7:30, getting up is a problem. It's at 10 o'clock if you do, we will come to the yoga. It's a pramada, alasya, avirati. Avirati, too much of partying. It's too much of indulgence, too much of socializing, too many friends in our life. I can't disappoint people. I can't disappoint my friends. Too much of partying, too much of entertaining, pampering myself, avirati. And the next one is bhranti darshana, hallucination. It's thinking that, okay, I practiced 1 month yoga, one year practice, I think I have got some siddhis. I need not have to practice. Start hallucinating, starts imagining things, Some people, when they take medication, they start hallucinating. Various hallucination comes to, they start imagining. And Bhranti Darshana, Alabdha Bhumikatva. I practiced for 5 years. What people talk about, I haven't experienced. I think whatever they are talking about is not true. It is bogus. There is no substance in that one. I give up. Alabdha Bhumikatva. Anavistitani. Anavistitani means unsteady. Start, stop. Start, stop. Come the beginning of the term, enroll for the class. After 3 class, I find some other excuses. Beginning of next term, again I will enroll, and after few days, I stop. Anavastitani. These nine are the excuses. The students, the practitioners, the second category of people, they find that these 9 excuses makes the mind unsteady. Chitta vikshapste antarayaha. These are the obstacles to the path of the students. And the message is how to, the seekers, the second category of people, they get inspired only when the teacher is there, how to go to the first step. That is the sadhana. Bhagavad Gita, it talks about, in order to move from the second category to, it says, third category, don't waste your time. It's not meant for, they can't be changed. The second category of people, they get inspired only in the presence of teacher, how to move to the first level. They say, if you practice, 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 maybe when the some people in the, I need not have to learn these ones, from the previous life, these things come the memory of the past life. The memory is covered with small layer of ignorance. That small layer, it can be like a small breeze, small smoke is there. It is blurring the vision. The small smoke, that it can be removed by a small puff of air, small breeze of air, that smoke gets removed. And so that clear vision comes. Those type of people, that if you want to move to that first level, practice, practice, practice. Maybe in next life, some people from childhood, they are genius. Why? They have practiced in the past life. And this life, it comes to them spontaneously, naturally. They need not have to be motivated. It says, it's to move from the second to first, practice. That genius will awaken you sooner or later. Do not despair and get motivated, get connected with the people who are always motivated, so that like a magnet, it motivates the iron files, you also get motivated. Lie down on your back.